Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Protector by Diana Palmer, performed by Eric G. Dove. Chapter 1. Sheriff Hayes Carson hated Sundays. It was nothing against religion or church or anything spiritual. He hated Sundays because he always spent them alone. He didn't have a girlfriend. He'd dated a couple of women around Jacobsville, Texas, but those dates had been few and far between. He hadn't had a serious relationship since he was just out of the military, when he got engaged to a woman who tossed him over for somebody richer. Well, he had dated Ivy Conley before she married his best friend Stuart York. He'd had feelings for her, too, but it was not returned on her part. Besides, he thought ruefully, there was Andy. His scaly pet kept him unattached. That wasn't strictly true, he mused. The reason for the dearth of women in his life was mostly his job. He'd been shot twice since he became sheriff, and he'd been sheriff for 7 years. He was good at his job. He was reelected without even a runoff. No criminal had ever escaped him. Well, one had. That man they called El Jefe, the biggest drug lord in northern Sonora, Mexico, who had a network that ran right through Jacobs County. But he was going to land El Jefe one day, he promised himself. He hated drug dealers. His own brother, Bobby, had died of an overdose years ago. He still blamed Minette Rayner for that. Oh, sure, people said she was innocent and that it was Ivy Conley's sister, Rachel, who'd been killed a year or so ago, who gave Bobby the fatal dose. But Hayes knew that Minette was connected to the tragedy. He really hated her and made no secret of it. He knew something about her that she wasn't even aware of. He'd kept the secret all his adult life. He wanted to tell her, but he'd promised his father not to reveal the truth. Hell, he thought, sipping Jack Daniels. He wished he could get rid of that inconvenient conscience that wouldn't let him break his promises. It would save him a lot of grief. He put the big square whiskey glass down beside his rocking chair, his long legs crossed as he stared out across the bare, rusty-colored meadow to the highway. It was chilly outside most days. Middle November brought frost even to Texas, but it had warmed up a bit today. He'd had supper, so the alcohol wouldn't affect him very much, except to relax him. He was enjoying the late afternoon sun. He wished he had someone to share that sunset with. He hated being alone all the time. Part of the reason for his solitude was sitting on the sofa in his living room, in front of the television. He sighed. His scaly best friend terrorized women. He'd tried to keep Andy secret, even putting him in the spare bedroom on the rare occasions when he brought a date home to ride horses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?